Well, in parts of the country, the weather has been pretty wet this week. And for tourism, you'd imagine that this wouldn't be good news. But we happened across a farm in Galway that had a very good week, partly because of the rain.
Sorry guys, we just arrived here now into Glengarna.
This is our first time here. And we're from around here.
Yeah. A rainy day took us all out.
For how many?
Two children and one adult.
Hello and welcome to Glengulla Mines. My name is Orla and I'll be your tour guide for today. So this mine opened in 1850 and closed just 15 years later in 1865. And that was due to a mineral called galena, which is about 80% lead and about 3% silver. So the lead from this was used to make bullets in the American Civil War and the Crimean War.
We went in the mine and it was very cool, like the way the workers used to work.
They had to work in harsh conditions and we saw a skull.
Being the first person will be the one turning the chisel. Then two more men would have hammers. The first person.
We had three buses already now this morning. The paddy wagon had 44 on down from Dublin.
I would turn it and so on for their 4 hours until that hole was deep enough.
I can imagine it was very unpleasant for people who actually worked there.
Absolutely. They portrayed it pretty well.
So, this ladder here is one of the original ones that the miners would have used. However, this was actually made...
My name is Keith Gagan, and I own and operate Glengulla Mines and Family Farm Experience. When the mine was being worked, it was owned by the landlord.
I used to work in construction, and we'd be always on good money, and... Oh, geez, when things get tight, they'll be looking at you. You know, I have to get rid of him.
Yeah. Come on in here, man.
This is the cottage where my grandmother was born. It was built in the 1850s for the mine, and it was called the Mine Captain's Cottage, and they were always known as the miners. Matt the mine and Porrick the mine, Maggie the mine, they were all from the mine, but it was full of water. I was here one wet day, like what is today, and I met a guy out on the piles of rock, and I says, can I help you? And he says, I'm just collecting minerals, he says, bits of galena and bits of crystals. And I says, gosh, that's fascinating. He said, were you ever down the mine? Oh, sure. I says, how could they go down there? Sure, and it flooded. I says, well, he said, if they could pump it in the 1850s, you should be able to pump it today. I says, yeah, but sure, what's down there? Hold on a minute, he says. And he went to his car and he took out a map of the mine. And that's when I first saw what was down there. And I says, wow. And he says, you know, you should pump it and see what's down there. So I was working on a construction site in Galway. That time there was no hoarding on the sites or anything like that. We had a big pump hired out for doing ground pads. And I says to the foreman on a bank holiday weekend, I says, gosh, I said, you know, that pump could be stolen over the weekend. Oh, God, you're right, he says. I says, look, I put it in my trailer and I'll bring it home. It'll be safe. Oh, do that. So I loaded it all up and I brought it home. And sure, I had a job for it. So we took the pump out then on the weekend and we put the pipe down and we sucked out the water. And we could see down into the mine where it was opening up. And it was fascinating.
With explosive, straw and dust. But before he would light it, he would be getting ready to run. However, he would not block his ears. As if he blocked his ears, the build-up of pressure in the mine would actually cause his eardrums to burst, which would then cause him to go deaf. If they were lucky.
My granduncle that lived here left the farm to us. It's about 150 acres. It's poor land. It's really only good for sheep. So it was great to get it, but if you wanted to stay a bachelor, it was fine. But I wanted to see, could I do something with it? So we opened the mine as a tourist attraction.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
I wouldn't be here only for tourism.
My name is Keith, and this is one of my dogs. His name is Floss. And Floss's breed is a Border Collie. Border Collies for us are famous to bring the sheep in off the hills.
We were relying solely on the mine tours, and we could see people were asking us about the farm and how do you live here and how do you survive on land like that or what do you do with your sheep? So we decided, gosh, you know, there is an income to be made there.
Forward.
But some families would come, the mom might say, I don't want to go underground, I feel claustrophobic, or I don't like underground. And we would then say, well, the sheepdog is here, so we do a sheepdog demonstration.
Forward. And lie down. Four commands, 4 times further than my voice, and the dog is up to 7 times better hearing than a human. So if you're running after your dog and the dog is going in that direction and you're shouting at it to come back, and they should think the dog can't hear you, he can hear you, but you've got management issues. The dog is telling
you. In the early days, you stood out in the rain. So we built a sheep shed over you, and now you're in the dry. That's very important on a day like today. You can see it is pouring rain.
He's a natural predator. So when the sheep see him, they will come together as a bunch.
We also do the turf cutting. So we cut the turf from the bog to show people about the ecosystem and how important the bogs are, and how important they are to us as rural people for turf. It's all about educating them, and you know, they look at us as farmers and they wonder who we are and how we farm and how can you survive on a farm. They're amazed to see that your children are working in the shop at 14 years of age. Your young son is there, he's serving behind the counter.
So we sell some rocks and gems and necklaces, and the kids love to come in and they love to play with the gems and the lamps, the miners' lamps. The ladies love the candles we have, and we sell some handcrafted hats. And they all love trying on our hat.
Like, you can get a bucket and you scoop up the sand and
swirl it around.
You can just spin it
and
around.
And you look for your fool's gold. Yeah, gold, they look like gold bits.
The mines, it was great. The guide was really helpful to understand the history. And
when I started off here first, we were 7 days a week. So when my lads wanted to go off and they wanted to go swimming or they wanted to go to a football match, I was stuck working here. So when COVID came along, we were there and we said we'd never cope with opening 7 days a week. So we said we'd try 5. And you know what? I've got a chance to be with my family and go off and do things we want to do. We might go off out in the boat, we might go to the Aran Islands, we might climb a mountain, but we have a day off. And I think you need that in any business. You need to be able to turn off, you know. Yeah.
The Glengowla Mines family farm just outside of Uachtaráid in Galway there. And that report was by Ronan Kelly. It reminded me of a few months ago, I was on took a trip to the Erigna coal mines in Roscommon, which closed down, I think, in 1990. But it's an extraordinary experience to go down there and to think of the workers and what they experienced down there. And what was nice about it was the fact that actually an ex-worker gave the tour as well. So you really felt close to that history.